Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the wonderful things that you're doing out there. This program is sponsored in part by the United Steelworkers and also the American Federation of Government Employees, and we appreciate that very much. Let's see. Joining us today, we've got Angela Melvin. She is a Kate Mullany Courageous Young Workers Award winner from Burger Marks. Angela, congratulations. Welcome to Union Edge.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it. Now, you know, I got to tell you, anybody who's winning an award for Burger Marks is like heads and shoulders above me. I'm not sure I can compete at all. But tell us, you are an activist. Where are you working at and what are you doing?
So I am an activist with I work at T-Mobile. We are an activist through CWATU. We just recently selected chief union stewards and stewards for organizing, and I was actually elected as the chief steward.
Did anybody tell you what that job description is before you took it?
No.
That's okay. You're gonna do a great job.
Actually had one, so
yeah. Yeah, you're going to do a great job. And, you know, I got to tell you, our friends with the Communication Workers of America, they do great work. You've got lots of friends. You've got lots of support. So tell us, I mean, you're a little bit of in the mix of it with T-Mobile. How's that going?
So it has been very interesting, to say the least. T-Mobile is a great company to work for. However, there are a lot of things that we feel that they can improve on. T-Mobile is still very anti-union. As a matter of fact, we're still having, as of last year, anti-union meetings. So it's been pretty incredible just to kind of see some of the changes. They're kind of getting used to the idea of having a union at T-Mobile. I would say not so much that they support it, but getting used to us workers being around. So
right.
It's been pretty incredible.
Well, you know what's funny about that is when I was a much younger man, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth, I was stationed in Germany. And T-Mobile's a German company, and they're pretty insistent that their union folks are treated appropriately. Is that translating, or is it kind of maybe not so much? Maybe we don't quite understand here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I would say, you know, T-Mobile USA hasn't quite caught on. As a matter of fact, in 2015, we collected 50,000 signatures, you know, worldwide that was an effort to kind of force the German government to take a look and investigate the many labor violations that T-Mobile USA has.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't quite caught on, but we do, you know, partner very well with Verdi. We do have, you know, their support there in Germany. As a matter of fact, last year in May, I went to Germany to speak directly to the chairman there, just to kind of let them know what the working conditions were here in, you know, the USA compared to Germany. So,
well, there you go. There you go. And right now we're talking with Angela Melvin. She's a winner of the Kate Mullany Courageous Young Workers Award issued by Burger Marks. And Angela, again, congratulations on that. Congratulations on being elected head steward.
Yes, thank you very much.
No
I'm
problem.
Very privileged.
You know, I would be remiss if I didn't tease you just a little bit about that. You know, it's like an organizing job. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And everybody has your cell phone number, but that's another story.
Yes.
You know, I want to ask you, one of the interesting things that we just found out about here in the United States due to Pew Research is the opinion of 18 to 29-year-olds when it comes to unions is really, really positive, north of 70%. And I venture to say you sound like you fit that mold, and T-Mobile tends to skew just a little bit younger. So I'm going to ask you, as a person who is obviously much younger than I am, when it comes to unionization, is this your first time in being in a union? And what do you say to other people like yourselves on why they should join too?
So this isn't actually my first union experience. It is my first. I was a part of the union when I worked for AT&T many moons ago, which was actually CWA as well. When I took on this position, I knew that it was going to be a lot of work. But one thing that I could say, you know, is for doing all the work that I've done is that, you know, we can make our voice heard inside the workplace. And, you know, to be able to get this award is, like I said, it's truly an honor. Especially with all the work that's came with it. But I know that young workers are starting to actually realize that this is an important part of the workplace and that we can actually make changes inside of our workplace by, you know, standing together in solidarity. So I've seen it at T-Mobile. I've had a personal experience with it. So I know that just my voice was heard in that particular instance, but however, it actually helped almost every single person inside the call center.
Well, there you go. And obviously, you are a young woman. I am a firm believer that a woman's place is in her union, preferably in a leadership position. Are you seeing many of your young brothers and sisters out there that have not had experience, but that light bulb go on and they get it and they become activists?
I have. Actually, I can say one thing positive about being a part of CWA and TU is that we've had unprecedented, numbers come in with me just being in the position that I've been in within the last year. So they are actually starting to see that light bulb go off and say, hey, we can make a real change inside the workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. An old friend of mine who was an organizer said we're doing God's work. And I often think we are, because we are bringing to people hope, support, salvation, and many other things. It may not be in a church or a synagogue or a mosque, but my God, we're making people feel better, and that's a great thing. Angela,
absolutely.
If you had one wish about what you are working with right now, what would it be?
I think my one wish as far as working is that T-Mobile would actually accept us as a legal union inside the workplace and start giving us a voice instead of trying to handle it so much more in-house. We really need to be able to have that third-party unbiased opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I would really like to see that happen and T-Mobile get a contract with the time frame that I'm working with the union.
Yeah, you know what? I think you guys are in good hands. And quite honestly, if there is anything that we here at the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio could do to help you and any of our brothers and sisters in CWA and CWATU, we're going to do that. I've got your number here. We'll reach out and we'll see what we can do about helping educate the public on why it's such a wonderful thing that you guys are doing and how they can come in and support you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Angela. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing. Congratulations again on the Kate Mullany Courageous Young Workers Award from Burger Marks.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.